about the same, although I think the Hispanic population, which is basically your Catholic people, mm-hmm. are less in Sanford, mm-hmm. By a little bit, maybe 60-40.
Okay. What happened to Ethan?
It just, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Sanford kind of sprung up and was a bigger, you know, a place where maybe people desired to be more than where Ephraim was located.
Okay.
I really don't understand why Ephraim didn't take off like Manasseh did, but anyway.
Yeah, I'll look into that. The last thing I want to ask about is this town called Bountiful.
Bountiful.
Bountiful?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say that.
Bountiful.
Yeah.
There's not
curious.
Much there. So the name is kind of what? Would not be indicative of anything that is there.
Do you know how many people are there?
I have no idea. Probably more than I think, because there's a place that sets off of 285 where, you know, there are a lot of homes.
Right.
Not a lot, but for Bountiful, I would say a lot. It's one of those things where if you blink, you'll miss it.
Yeah,
there's just nothing there.
Today was the first, I've seen it before, but today was the first day on this trip that I was like, oh, I'll ask her about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how old of a town that is? Or?
You know, I don't. But if you would stop at the video store in
mm-hmm.
downtown La Jara,
mm-hmm.
a lady named Kay Smith, she and her husband live in Bountiful.
Okay.
And she could probably give you the history and
okay.
better than I.
Okay, I'm headed up that way.
Good.
Maybe I'll do that. Okay, this is really it.
You know, I just really don't mind.
The date is September 6, 2002. I'm back, sort of, with Michelle. Michelle, is it okay if I tape record this?
Yeah.
Okay. There are a few questions that I realized listening to the tape. I haven't listened to all of it, but there were a few questions that I wanted to ask you about. I know we talked a bit about towns. One town that didn't come up was the town just west of Manasseh.
Romeo?
Yes. What is the deal with that? What is that kind of place now?
I don't know. It's a bump in the road.
It's a bump in the road.
There's probably not, I don't think there's 300 people that live there. In its beginning, it was a train town. Of course, the tracks run parallel to it, and
mm-hmm.
It was a stopping place.
Right.
A place for coal to be delivered or whatever the train might have on it. So that was its original purpose, but it has kind of shriveled up and died.
Yeah. Okay. And so the train, that's right, is that where the depot is? Isn't there one in?
The depot is in Encinito.
Okay.
Which is south of Romeo.
Okay. There's something in, I don't know how it's pronounced, La Jara?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a depot there at one time?
At one time.
Okay.
But the same thing there. Commerce and different things has changed, and the train doesn't have to stop.
Okay.
In La Jara anymore.
Okay. Do you know anything about the origin of the town name of Romeo?
I have no idea.
Okay. I just...
Except that I've giggled about it for a lot of years because I always connect it with Shakespeare.
Right.
Romeo and Juliet. You know, so anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that all of a sudden you see this town called Romeo in the middle
yeah.
of the valley next to these other unusual names, and then there's Romeo. Maybe it fits. I don't know. And then last time we were talking after the recorder was shut off, we talked about a town that's about 40 miles north of Alamosa. It's sort of I guess it would be a gateway town into the valley. Do you know what I'm referring to there?
40 miles north?
Yeah. It's got a funny name that people mispronounce all the time.
I'm trying to think. 40 miles north. That wouldn't be like Crestone or... are you going east or west?
I don't know at this point. It's the town where you said they kept the women prisoners in the county jail whenever there was...
Oh, Swatch.
Yeah.